Well, welcome. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning. Whatever it is, wherever you are. Just wanted to introduce myself. My name is Nitevia, aka Nye. I also go by Nine Love as well. Let's just start off and just let you know what this is. And this is more than a streetwear fashion line. This is more than a clothing brand. This is more than a common saying or motto. This is a lifestyle, a mindset, a mentality. And there's always a meaning or a message behind every product that I create, design, and sell. And there's a vision for all of this. And to be frank, there's always a conversation that starts first. It's the beginning of it all. So, I welcome you to the Hustle Lifestyle Conversations. This is when I'm gonna kind of have an interview, but more of just a conversation with some people that I love and some people that I admire and some people that inspire me. So, my first guest, I would like to welcome my love, love of my life, Mr. Worldwide, Mr. Josh Haygood. Come on, Papa Squat.
All right.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for that introduction.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hope I didn't do too much, you know.
No. That was good. That was good.
Cool. Well, cheers to season one, episode one.
Cheers.
Of the Hustle Conversation. Thank you again for being my first interviewee.
No problem.
So, to start it off, what's your definition of a hustler?
So, my definition of a hustler is someone who really goes 100%, 110%. Like when you think of basketball, word you often hear is hustle, you know? Mm-hmm. And so what does that mean? It means you're going hard, and it doesn't even, you don't even have to be the best at everything, but it means you're going hard. You're diving on the floor, you're sprinting back and forth. You know, you're just doing anything you can to put yourself or your team, whatever it is that you're playing for, fighting for, in a better position.
Yeah.
And really achieve what you're trying to do. And so you can really apply that to any aspect of life when it comes to being a hustler. It's just, you know, what are you doing and really, you know, going hard at? Because, you can't just go through the motions and really expect to achieve certain things. Definitely got to work for it. And that's what I would say a hustler is.
Yeah, getting after it.
Definitely.
I agree with that 100%. 100%. So that leads me to my next question. Would you consider yourself a hustler?
I would. Yeah. So for me, I've always kind of gone after whatever it was that I really wanted or wanted to achieve at the time. I feel like that really started probably in middle school, where I was just, that's when I really started, you know, trying to play more basketball and try out different sports and, you know, realize that, because a lot of things came to me easily, academics came easy, but not everything did. And so there's a lot of things that I really had to like work for. And then that just kind of went up to where I am now. So the next thing was really in high school when I really had to practice a lot more for band. You know, I played two different instruments. I guess three different instruments, but the regular trombone, the bass trombone, and then I played tuba.
Okay. It's a tuba thing.
For sure. So but I always, you know, just wanted to be the best, you know, and so I would, you know, audition for different level bands, like regional. I got picked up for state, you know, competitions and stuff.
Nice.
But I definitely had to rehearse, which I wasn't used to. I was used to, you give me some music and I can just play it. But no, I had to, really rehearse and practice and got nervous and all that. And then that continued into college where did ROTC, did aerospace engineering. I was an RA, had some on-campus jobs. It was a lot.
Hustling.
Yeah, and
Hustling and get
that's
through school.
and I'll say that's when it definitely got more serious. Because it was like I really did kind of feel like I was more so, this is metaphor, but fighting for my life in a sense, because
Well, essentially you were. I mean, shoot, if you didn't do what you needed to be done, it was like,
yeah, you lose
what
your
else did you
scholarship
have?
and you barely got any money as a college student. And and then it's like if I don't get this degree, then what am I gonna end up, what's gonna happen, and all of that. And so it all ended up working out, but that was definitely, even till this day, probably my biggest, those 4 years are definitely my biggest hustler period, where it was just like nonstop, like you got to just get up and go. And
College, I mean,
yeah.
college can be a beast. I think even now you're kind of feeling it in grad school, trying to get this get through this thesis. But yeah, I totally can relate. I think some people, they believe that if school comes to you easily, that you don't have to still grind, for those grades. 'Cause I was similar. School kind of came to me, academics, but I still had to study. I always had to study, and if I didn't study, it was, I just don't have that good of a memory, and it's like it's not at the forefront of my mind. It's gone. It's lost. So I totally get that, and having to practice and things like that. For me, that was my biggest regret of giving up on my dream of playing professional basketball. I didn't go after it like I should have. And I was lazy. Hindsight 2020, I realized that was my downfall. And if you ask my mom and you ask my dad, apparently my dad, would say that back then, but our relationship was at a different place back then, so I definitely wasn't trying to hear anything he had to say. I was listening. There's definitely some things that I remember him saying that still come to mind at times, but when it came to just being a teenager and feeling like your parents wanted to control everything, so. I totally get that. I also applaud you. I kind of know a little more details of your backstory in college and things like that, obviously. I just, I want to applaud you because that was some hard stuff. I mean, ROTC, aerospace engineering. I originally thought I wanted to be an engineer as well. I am not made for that. You guys have a different kind of brain. Definitely do different type of math. So I absolutely applaud you of getting through that and getting through it, with 4 years. I hear that, that's unheard of, in engineering. So definitely applaud you on that.
Thank you.
And so with that, during that time and even now, what or who, motivates you? What keeps you going? Especially during that time period of college, I'm sure there were days that you didn't want to go to class, you didn't want to study, you didn't want to complete that assignment or whatever the case may be. So, who is it or what is it that keeps you motivated that you think about and you're just like, I gotta do it. It's whatever.
So I would say that up until like the point we started dating, or I would say really until we started living together, I would say my main motivation was, so two things. So one is myself. And then the other one is, if I don't achieve this, then what's the impact? What happens? Where would I be? So the first part is, just myself is I've always just tried to like strive to be, like I just set goals for myself and I always try to reach those. And yeah, the reason for that really is just because I feel like I know what I'm capable of, and I just, so why not, try to achieve those things? Because one, it feels good when you actually do reach it. And even if I don't reach it, there's
At
nothing
least you
wrong
say
with,
you tried.
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I can say I tried and yeah, and that's why I do tend to set pretty lofty goals for myself because, there's that saying that, shoot for the stars and aim in the clouds or land in the clouds. Sorry. And so it's like, why? Because when you shoot really high, even if you don't reach it, you'll still get close probably or further than if you just try to get here and get that. It's like, you can go further and why not see how far you can go? So that's definitely one of my main motivations because there's things that I just want to do during my life. I don't just want to work 40 years, 50 years. There's other things I want to do, and not just related to money, but there's an impact I want to make, just on people I know and people I don't know. Like, there's impacts I can make, just different experiences that can be had.
Feel
And
that.
I definitely just want to put myself in a position to do those things and just live an impactful and fulfilling life. And then again, my other reason, is just like there's consequences to losing your motivation sometimes. And so it's like, when I was in college and I was trying to get my aerospace engineering degree, like did I think about quitting sometimes? Yes, but not ever genuinely considering it, because it's like, if I don't get this degree, then it's like not only did I waste all these years, and potentially waste money, but it's like, now what? Like where am I gonna work? What am I gonna do? And it, that can just be a chain reaction of issues. And when I kind of envisioned my future without my bachelor's degree, I was like, yeah, no.
No,
Like I'm gonna get this.
that
Yeah,
ain't
because I like aerospace engineering. And so that was a big deal. And it was just, I just really, achieved that, Now, if I didn't like it, I didn't want to go into it anymore and I was just over it, then that's a different story. But, if I like it and it's just a little challenging, then, why stop? And so those are definitely my main motivations, and those are still my motivations now. But I would just say I have an additional motivation is because I have a girlfriend, and it's just like, there's again consequences, like I wouldn't want to just like, like I'm in the military, so I can't just quit my job necessarily, but I could eventually get out. But it's like, okay, if I get out, then what? And how can I guarantee that things are going to go how I want them to go? So I have additional people to think about, and I just gotta, make sure that, if I don't achieve something, can I still, provide and just give, just my role. Can I still do all of that? So that's and I think that's a big motivator for a lot of people, male or female, and whether it's a significant other, your parents, you got kids, whatever, like, you definitely want to put yourself in position to do whatever it is you want to do for other people. So that's just an additional motivator. But yeah, for me, those are the things that really kind of just keep me going.
That's what's up. I think, excuse me. Gotta get that out. But I think that's the first time that I actually heard someone put themselves first as, one of their key motivators, or motivations. For myself, I think my little sister was always my biggest motivation. And then of course my parents, really my father, just always seeing him, work so many jobs at one time, just to like kind of get by or just to provide, for me and my sister. I've always just kind of strived to make it, so to speak, my own definition of make it, so that he could, actually do what it is that he really wants to do. He didn't have the guidance that I did of, going to school, what to go to school for, how to kind of navigate that world, how to pay for it, all of that kind of stuff. And I think if he could have had that guidance and just went about it differently, things would have turned out differently for him. But he still, no matter what, I've never seen him not happy, so I think that's the biggest thing for me, is that even during his hustling, he still lives his life and he's happy. I think there's some things that he probably would have done differently if he knew things that he knows now, obviously. But that comes with life. So, but having my sister, 10 years younger than me, I just couldn't not do something, that I think that she would be proud and look up to me and admire, for, but also that I would be proud of as well. And quite frankly, I think she surpassed me in a lot of ways, since she was the day she was born, pretty much. I don't know. I don't know. But that's what's up. I like that. I like that answer. So then let me ask, and I got my little notepad here with my questions so I don't forget. But do you have like a motto or a scripture or a quote or anything that you live by that that keeps you going as well, or that you have that kind of, I don't know, it's just kind of like your saying of your life or something. I don't think I put that in the best terms.
That's a good question. Let me think. So, as far as any like scriptures or anything, I don't, not necessarily. As far as like just being like related to like being a hustler or anything like that, not so much.
Well, it doesn't have to be related to that, just in general.
I mean, in general, just like with how I live my life, I would say, one of the things is, the golden rule is basically kind of really how I kind of live my life. Like, do unto others what you would have them do unto you, basically. I think that definitely is reflected in how I just kind of interact with most people and how I treat most people. It's kind of,
Yeah.
I just think it's,
Absolutely.
important, and there's a million ways to say it. You reap what you sow, what goes around comes around. Karma, I mean, there's a million ways
Yeah.
to say it, but it's all basically the same message, which is, be careful what you're putting out there because,
Comes back around.
exactly. So there's that. And then
You
one of my,
absolutely live that.
thank you. Another thing is like, because I like to travel, but it's not just related to travel. It's related to anything that like I'm interested in or anything I want to do. And I don't know where this saying comes from. I'm sure somebody said it before me, or maybe I heard it randomly somewhere, but I always just tell myself, like, if you really want to do something, then you'll even do it by yourself. And so for a lot of people, they'll say, like, I'll just use traveling as an example. Like, there's something that they really want to do, but maybe their friends keep backing out, or people don't want to pay, or whatever. But, I get, you do have to, still think about safety and all that. But once you have that stuff figured out, it's like, if you really want to do something, just
You're
go
gonna
do it.
figure it
Like,
out.
I've traveled to a bunch of countries by myself, and because it's just something I want to do. I feel like if I would have brought it up to people, they'd be like, they probably wouldn't do it, and I
Yeah.
would still be trying to go to places that I've been 2 years ago now. And
Right.
that's just one example. I mean, there's that, but I mean, it could be So it could be something big like flying across the world, but it could be something as small as just like going to a concert. I know you've been to concerts by yourself and stuff like that. So,
Yeah, because I mean,
yeah.
there's no, there's, I feel like there's no time to waste, you know? We have this dash that represents our life. And you have the day that you were born and the day that you die. But, you know, you just have a dash to represent all that time in between. And you know, I have one regret in my life, and that's quitting basketball. And I promised myself I would never live my life with regrets. So it's like, why wait? You know, and like you said, you know, if you want to do it, you'll even do it by yourself. And you know, concerts, absolutely. That's something like, if I got the money and I got the time, you know, that day, like, I'm gonna ask, you know, I might ask one or two people. But hey, I'm not finna, I'll even pay for your ticket and you just pay me back type of thing. But if I'm about to get it right then and there, I'm about to get it right then and there. I'm not finna
You
wait
gonna
on
do it
anyone.
because yeah, it's like if people don't come with you or whatever or do whatever with you and that's what stops you, then it's like then how bad did you really want to do whatever activity? It's because I mean, I've had things that I've wanted to do but not like a whole lot, so it's like yeah, if my boys come with me or whatever, then yeah, sure, but if they don't, then I'm not really tripping. But that's because I kind of want to do it but not really. But there's stuff that like I really want to do and it's like you're either gonna come with me or
You're gonna see it on
Right.
Instagram,
So,
Facebook.
yeah. So, I definitely live by that. Because, yeah, I think, everybody can kind of relate to that. It's we all got things that we would like to do, things we'd like to see. And so, and I think that's part of being a hustler too. It's like sometimes you gotta hustle by yourself. When people aren't, with if. People aren't necessarily doing what you kind of ex were expecting or whatever. It's like, well, I mean, I think a big part of hustling is really, what you do by yourself and what you do on your own, just kind of working on yourself and the things you do that not everybody sees,
Behind closed doors.
right. So yeah, that's definitely one of my mottos, because when people ask me like, oh, how'd you do this and that? It's like, I just wanted to do it and I figured out how I could do it. And then I went and did it. So,
No excuses.
yeah, for sure.
I feel that. I feel that. So, who would you say is the greatest hustler of all time?
Oh, man. So, this is probably something I would probably have to think of ahead of time because I feel like whatever answer I give, I'll probably be like, ooh, that wasn't like later on.
Well, then, you know,
But
take the time.
off the top of my head, you said the greatest hustler of all time.
You know, it doesn't have to necessarily be like a billionaire or a millionaire or anything like that. It could be an athlete. It could be someone you know personally.
Gotcha.
Whatever, you know, just who you think is like, for me, my life, or you know, you, this is the greatest of all time.
Okay. So I'm gonna kind of like explain my thoughts as like I'm thinking. But so when I kind of think of like who would be the greatest hustler for me, I'm kind of thinking like somebody who kind of like what I said at the beginning, like somebody who just goes hard. Like all the time, like it doesn't even matter what they're doing, just goes hard and they might be the best at what they do, they might not be, but at least they're going 100% and they're each day they're getting closer to whatever it is they want to do. And so for me, somebody who kind of fits that, there's so many options, but because a part of me wants to pick a basketball player. There's a couple different basketball players I could probably name. So yeah, I probably will go with the basketball player. Off the top of my head, it was definitely between there's a couple of different people who started off as like rappers and stuff that I was gonna pick, but I'll probably pick basketball player, and that player would be Kobe Bryant. For people who don't really, I think most people know by now, but for people who don't really like understand like his work ethic and how hard he worked, I mean, I'm talking waking up at like 3, 4 in the morning when, his other players are just coming back from the club. He's literally, when they're coming back, he's already heading out to go work out or just finish working out. He's all
They
sweaty and
going to
stuff.
sleep, he waking up.
Yeah. Or he's already done. He'll be, sweating, ready to go take a shower, and you're just now getting back, type of thing. And he would put up hundreds, if not thousands, of shots a day. And all of that, I mean, I could go on about all of that. But like, yeah, people definitely don't understand his work ethic. And so yeah, and that type of work ethic, created the type of player that he ended up being. Like,
Black Mamba.
yeah, again, like,
Killer.
you gotta work for what you want. Doesn't matter how good you think you are or how good you are at the time. It's like, if you're trying to really get to a certain level, then you're gonna have to work at it.
Especially in NBA.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one in like what? Like a million or something?
Yeah.
Chances, or
Yeah.
people that are, actually on a roster.
Yeah, and I think another thing about that is just that about him kind of being like a big inspiration for me and stuff is just he understood the people who put the work in and the people who didn't. Like, he wasn't just like some selfish player or
How they
anything
made
like
him
or
out to
ball
be.
hogger. And yeah, it's like, no, he saw the people who was putting the work in, and not just the bare minimum. Like, he saw who it was, and he saw, and it's like he would know when people are putting work in outside of practice and stuff, and it would usually like show up in their game too. And I think that, kind of relates to us in real life, like when it comes to, either doing business with people or just kind of sharing your thoughts with people, and stuff like that. It's like, well, you can't trust everybody. It's just, and it's just the truth. It's nothing personal. It's nothing, no shame on anybody, no shade or nothing. But it's just like, not everybody for certain spaces, not everybody's for certain spaces. Like, if I want to talk some business stuff, I can't just talk to everybody about it, because not everybody's gonna get it. Somebody's gonna be like, that's a horrible idea, or you're not gonna make it. Like, people are gonna say
They'll
that.
kill the dream before it
Yeah,
even,
and a lot of those people don't even know what they're talking about either. It's like, well, how are you going to tell somebody something's not gonna work when you've never even done anything like that, or they don't have the work ethic to really even get something going.
Understanding,
Like, maybe they tried, but they didn't really try. And so, like, you can't just, yeah, not everybody is valuable in that space, So, and I do kind of use that, because it's like, I have people that I can talk to certain thing about with certain things. Whether it's, science, engineering type stuff or business stuff or just random like sports, or anything. Like, there's people who can fit all of that, if not multiple categories. And I think Kobe really understood that and was like, he just knows, who's putting in the work, and he knows people's potential as well. And he's like, okay, I see what you're doing. I see where you're trying to go. Now let me help you. And when I help you, that helps me, as well. It, like, if that's his teammate, like Pau Gasol or something. So, yeah, I think that's really that's what it would be, for me. And like, until this conversation, I never really like noticed it or like thought about it that way. But I think I do kind of take a lot of that into like my own life and experience.
I think that's one of the things. We have a lot of things in common, but I definitely think that's one of the things we have in common, in just the sense of what happened to Sippin.
It's
It
good. This is this
is good.
yeah, it's good.
But I was that was mine as well. It was Kobe. Just in his mindset, his mentality, that Mamba mentality of just, like you said earlier, just, putting 100% and going after it, doing everything that's necessary to go after what you did. And these days, I'm watching more and more interviews and just different clips and things, not just from him, but from various of people that I just kind of study, I would say. And he's definitely someone that I study. I wish I would have studied him when I was actually hooping a little bit more instead of just, being a fan. But yeah, his mindset and his mentality of just like going after it and doing whatever it took to achieve what it is that he wanted to achieve, and then applying that to the women's game. That's what I respect about him the most, as a woman, is, once his career, was at a, I don't want to say it ended, but when he evolved as Serena so beautifully puts it, he evolved and he was able to tailor that towards, his daughter and then just the women's game and putting that attention on the women's game, which some people like to credit other people that I'm not going to say any names, but it was him first, and that's just dope, because to like you said, not only do it for yourself, but then, want to, help other people, and women, women hoopers, because we there's so many things that are said, you know what I mean? And so, I definitely agree in that of just, he's my goat, after Michael, in general, but he's also, the greatest hustler for me, of all time, and just the sense of, just his mentality and everything. Yeah, I mean, great conversation. Those are all of my questions.
Thank you.
Did you have anything else, that popped up into your mind or that you wanted to speak on a little bit more or anything you wanted to ask me or, this is open dialogue. This is,
So I think, yeah, I think one thing I want to just like, say just for anybody who might, watch this, come across this one day is just that like, I think that there's kind of like, I'll call them like phases of just like getting to where you want to be. And I think it takes a while and it takes a lot of growing like mentally and all that for anybody to really before anybody really feels like they're where they want to be, no matter where you are. Like, I mean, there's celebrities who are millionaires, billionaires that don't feel like they are where they want to be, so at any level. But I feel like there's kind of like these phases of just kind of progression, I'll say. And I, because I think a lot of, and this is just me, my personal experience and talking off the top of my head right now, but I feel like first, it starts off with like the inspiration and just like the overall dream and vision. Because I think I can confidently say that everybody's been inspired by something at some point in their life. I remember I watched Stomp the Yard and I wanted to start stepping and stuff, So, I
I
mean, you
think
can,
everybody felt that way.
yeah, so,
Drumline, I wanted to, especially the one girl that did the one arm push up.
oh, yeah, I
Never in my
remember
life been able
that.
to do that.
And so, like, yeah, it definitely starts off with that and it's all happy and it's all sunshine and everything. And then you actually get started and it's like, oh,
At
first
first,
roadblock, it's like, okay, ouch, first of all, like, and then, it's like hitting a pothole or something. You just kind of cringe, like, ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
And it's like, okay, like how many more, like, are y'all gonna fix this road or am I just gonna,
Gotta
tear,
swerve.
yeah, and so I feel like And like it's different for everybody, but you kind of just keep hitting these obstacles and you got to take these detours and everything.
Yeah.
Like it's never easy, but
Ask for directions.
yeah, all of that. And it's like it's never easy, but like failure, you know, is a part of the process. And I don't think anybody's become successful without failing at something at some point, especially, you know, probably failed at things multiple times, you know. And so for anybody out there who's just trying to work at something, or they're losing motivation, or they're, you know, it's been a couple years and they feel like things still haven't taken off, it's like, you know, just take a deep breath, take a step back, you know, kind of reevaluate, and just know that failure is a part of the process. Because, you know, it's cliche, but you really do learn a lot from your failures. Because when something's not working, that's when you're really thinking about it, you know, like really thinking about it, and what you can do better and differently. And so I feel like that's kind of phase. So phase one is just, you know, the inspiration and starting something. Phase two is things get rough. Phase three is you start learning from those mistakes. And then phase four is just kind of like applying what you've learned and, you know, just, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're, well, not all of a sudden, but, you know, once you're consistent, that's another big thing is consistency. But, you know, once you know, you learn these things and just keep going, then you start, you know, you'll look back and be like, wow, look at where I'm at now. Like, and so, because I think it's easy to get discouraged and easy to, yeah, just feel bad, especially in today's world of social media and comparisons. And some of that stuff is true. A lot of that stuff is cap, you know. So, you know, we all say,
A
you know, don't.
lot is cat.
Yeah, because we all say, you know, don't compare yourself, but sometimes it can be a little hard sometimes, you know. But it's like, don't, you could be comparing yourself to something that's not even real, you know. They just know how to make the angles look right. Maybe it's a car that they don't even own, they renting it or something, you know. The people know how to game the system.
That's their mama car.
Right. So that's all I wanted to say is just like failure is literally a part of the process. If you haven't failed yet, you should, I mean, I'm not going to say fail, but like you should do something that you maybe don't know that you can do. You know, get out of your comfort zone and really just start learning. You know, there's companies out there that say, you know, fail fast, you know, just because it's like you got to learn, you know, and don't be scared either. Don't be scared to try, because how are you going to improve things and advance technology and all that, you know?
I mean,
So.
it's kind of like just in life in general. I mean, when you're a baby and you're learning how to crawl, you gotta fall. You know what I mean? A couple of times, like you're not just, I mean, some people they just come out and they just crawling. But even when you're learning how to take your first steps, you gotta fall. And in order for you to learn how to get up, you gotta fall, So I definitely think that is great how you put that. And just like failure, it comes with success. And we learn from our mistakes in life in general. Like you can't get through life without making a mistake. Nobody's perfect. Everybody has their flaws. Everybody has something that they have to work at. And sometimes it just takes, you being intentional, or it takes just a mistake happening where you're just like, damn, like I didn't mean to do that. You know what I mean? Like, all right, make sure I won't do that again, type of thing. I mean, and you learn from it. You figure out, okay, well, what led me to that mistake, and so you don't do it again. And some people, they don't care. They might do it a few times until something, drastic happens, and then they're like, all right, I get it. So I totally get that. Even with me starting this, this is something that I've been plotting on for years, and just had it in my phone, just different designs and different ideas. And I started off with one sweatshirt that I had. It was a totally different name and everything. And then I just started, and I've made some mistakes. And my span of launching and all of that,
Yeah.
But I'm learning so much, and
Right.
you know, to your point, I'm enjoying the process. I
Yeah.
mean, I think this is other than just life now, because I just think I'm in a place now in my life where I'm just enjoying the process. I'm really enjoying
Yeah.
the different roadblocks that I might hit, those speed bumps, and just learning from them, you know.
Right.
Because I've been hard on myself for so long, put other people's expectations of me on me, and you know, now I'm just at a place where I'm like, screw your expectations, screw what it is that you want me to do, or what you expect me to do, or how you expect me to do it. No, this is what I'm doing, this is what I want to do, and this is how I want to do it. And I'm just going about it like that. And I think you are an inspiration for that. Because you know, just watching you know, day in, day out, you know, just kind of go about your life of just, you know, not really asking for a lot of help or opinions. You know, I'm trying to draw back from some people's opinions in my family, and it's just like, you know, my opinion is what really matters the most. Mine and God's. And you've inspired that, because, you know,
Yeah,
I
well,
think is I
well.
think I think that's kind of how you operate, where it's just like, it's just kind of, this is what I want to do, and you
That's
know.
true. And I mean, everybody's family dynamic is different. You know, my
Yeah.
family, we don't talk very much. We don't really got a family group chat. Like the siblings, we kind of have a little thing that we still don't really even use. You know, every couple of months we might send a little something, but like,
Yeah, a
but some
little
families talk like every day. Like they got their family group chat. At least every day you can see something in there and stuff.
meme.
And so I know that's different. In my family, we just, you know, I mean, we're still, you know, close and all that. We love each other very much and all that, but we just aren't, you know, we're just not as
Communication
talkative.
styles are different.
Yeah. And so there's that and all. But yeah, so like, yeah, for me it's like I don't know if he asked for like a ton of help. But yeah, if I do feel like I need some help though, like I will definitely reach out. I know it can be hard, especially as black people, but for anybody, it can be hard to really reach the next level or whatever without additional help. You
Yeah.
know, like without, you know, depending on what you're trying to do, but it's very hard to just do stuff on your own.
Yeah.
You know, you might want to start real estate business, like buy some properties, or you might want to, you know, you need an initial payment for whatever it is you're trying to start up. But it's like, you know, is there people who can help you out with that, or you just
Yeah.
gotta save up money yourself and
Yeah.
eventually you can get something and stuff. But yeah, it's at the end of the day, yeah, you know, there'll be somebody helping you with something. It might not be financially,
Yeah.
but I do know that like for the things that I want to accomplish, I definitely don't plan on doing it by myself necessarily.
Yeah.
I do plan on being like the biggest part of it and all that, but like I need help. Like
Yeah.
I'm not like I think there's a lot I'm capable of, but to try to do everything myself would be one, very difficult, but two, probably not smart either. You know, at some point, you know, you do want to start delegating tasks and stuff so that you can focus on what you
Yeah.
want to focus on and not always kind of do the busy work per
Yeah.
se. So yeah, there'll be people helping me along the way at some point, and
Yeah.
I think a lot of people can kind of relate.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But
I've
yeah.
always kind of
Yeah.
just in my life, my inner circle, you know, I've always thought of them as my team. Like they might not you and you know this firsthand, you know, my inner circle, we're all different. Everybody's different. You know what I mean? You got you know, sales and marketing, and tax. You have me, the accountant, you have a therapist, you have a respiratory you know, therapist, you have a nurse, you know, you have you know, stay at home wife, You got everything under the sun that you can think of. But those are my girls and that's my team, and all the different mindsets and everything, everybody helps in some way, in some form. I know that they usually say, your therapist shouldn't be your friend, but until I get me a therapist, one of my, very close friends is sometimes she's my therapist, and I call her my spiritual sister because we're usually on the same spiritual level. So we're usually kind of going through the same thing or just different forms of it or something like that. But she can give me sound advice on whatever it is that I'm going through and vice versa. It's a team. It's a team effort, and I feel like, all my girls. I got, physical trainers, as well, on my team, and it's just, we might not talk every day, we might not talk, but twice a year or something like that. But talking to them. I get whatever it is I need, and vice versa. They could call me, and it's like, my mom is there to listen. I might not have the right words or whatever, but all of them have, helped me to get to this point now, of the mentality and the effort that I am now, where I, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm starting, my first business, and this is just the first. I have many others that I'm plotting on as well, but definitely agree with you. With us black folks, I think that's a step for us to admit that we need help. Can you help me? What I mean? And we don't always have to go somewhere else for the help either. Like, we could find it within our own community. There's somebody out there that helps me. My mentor, I knew I wanted her to be my mentor the day, excuse me, the first day of class. She was, my accounting professor from Accounting 101. Owned her own business. She's a black woman. At that time, I thought I wanted to start an accounting firm. But she had already did it. So right then and there, I'm like, all right, I need to be in her office. I need to get her information. Make sure she knows my name, knows my face, so I can, be able to call her and talk to her. And still to this day, now, we do business together and things like that, but I can still call her, and it doesn't even always have to be about business. Sometimes it's, personal things. Like, I remember telling her about you before, we started dating and things like that. And so, everybody needs that help.
For sure.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right, for real. And I think one last thing I would want to add is just kind of going back to what I was saying about the different phases of like progression, with until you like really achieve whatever your definition of success is. Just that phase one, because I think that's always, and it's my favorite part too. I just think it's everybody's favorite part. Is just, that inspiration and getting excited about something, and now you're
It's like,
drawn.
ooh.
You got these ideas and you're drawing stuff up. And, again, that's still my favorite part, but I would just say with today's world, you do have a lot of access to information, between social media and just Google and people.
YouTube.
YouTube, all of that. It's just like a lot of what I've noticed. And so this is just like a tip for anybody who was just interested. It's just a tip. It's just like a lot of, I'll just say, creators. You just gotta be careful knowing like if they're really trying to help you, like if they actually care, or if they're just trying to get a
Exploit.
view or get some money, make you sign up for something. Because, and you'll see them both. Not everybody's just trying to take money from you, but a lot of people are. And that's why they're making all these, so it's, you just want to, just make sure, you find, if you don't already know them, you just want to make sure you find people you can trust, like they're actually dropping you like actual knowledge, you know,
Yeah.
like they're giving you actual knowledge. They're not just trying to be like, all right, sign up for this, or all right, go buy this. Like, no,
Yeah.
like I'm actually just like,
It's just 19.99 for 4 installment payments.
right, yeah, you know, because there's people who, you know, they're trying to build a relationship on trust, you know, essentially, like they're like, all right, I'm gonna give you this info, and I hope that, you know, you do come back. You know, I do hope that you would subscribe because I got more info to give you and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I do want, you know, they want it to be like a recurring thing, but they're not just trying to, you know, be quick with it. Like, oh, you're excited about this, you know,
Yeah.
let me pull you in and make you feel like if you don't sign up, then you're not gonna make it and stuff
Yeah.
like that. Because people will do that. They'll be like, oh, if you don't sign up for this, you know, how are you gonna achieve your dreams and stuff? It's like,
It's a
no, you
gimmick.
know. So a lot of people try to exploit that. That phase one, like when people get excited, people are just starting to look into things and people try to pull you in and stuff. And
Yeah.
so, you know, just find, you know, find people you can, who just give you actual knowledge, you know, and
Yeah.
it's like, you know, and they're just being transparent and stuff.
Yeah.
This was a couple years back when I was kind of looking at like e-commerce and stuff, like white label type stuff. I ended up not pursuing it because I pursued some other stuff, but somebody was very transparent about like ads, and this Facebook ads, Google ads, I think it was mainly those two, like Facebook slash IG and then Google ads, and they were transparent. Like they started, like they showed how they set up their ad campaign and the different, they've had like 5 or 6 different ad campaigns, and they showed
Yeah.
how they set it up, and they showed how much money they put into it. They gave an update like every day of like, okay, this ad did well, this ad not so well, this ad kind of looked like it did well, but it didn't have any actual conversions, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
And he went, you know, that was, he did like a couple weeks of that, you know, and he, and like you could see all the money, you could see, you know, and like, how it grew, you know,
Yeah.
over time and all of that. And so, you know, there's people who will do it, you know,
Yeah.
and that just, even though I ended up not pursuing it, that taught me so much about like just how that stuff works and the
Right.
keywords and all that stuff. Because
Knowledge.
yeah, for sure. So because I'm like, you know, if I ever need anything similar, maybe I'm not necessarily selling like an actual item or something, but still, like if I ever need to put an ad out for something, like now I have an idea of like,
Yeah.
you know, what works and like how, okay, I see this working now. How can I kind of fine tune that and make more ads more like this one
Right.
because this one's working, type of thing.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's people that do it, and when you find the people that do it and do it right and do it in a way that works for you, I think you'll really be good. Because there's people that'll be like, oh, just throw $1,000 into some ads for the next 3 months and watch how it. I'm like, not everybody has $1,000 to throw
Right.
on some ads, you know,
Yeah.
like.
That might be somebody's life savings.
For
Yeah.
sure. And so, you know, but yeah, there's people that'll do it. And so yeah, once I started, you know, really kind of like seeing that, like usually you can tell pretty quick. You
Yeah.
can tell like who's just the person like always, you know, shouting at the camera, you know, car salesman type stuff. You got the people that they might not be the most exciting, but they're gonna tell you all the stuff you need. Like
Yeah.
literally just bookmark it and it'll be there, you
Yeah.
know. It's not always the loud person that has 500,000 followers. Like, nah,
Right.
it's, you know, but that's just another thing because, you know, we're all hustlers. We're all trying to do different stuff. And, you know, we all love that spark of inspiration and motivation. But, you know, don't let people try to, you know, take advantage of you. And then,
Yeah.
yeah. So.
I'm so glad that you said that, because that's the vision, you know. That's part of the vision, with my clothing line. We're all hustlers. Everybody is striving for something. And it's usually a better way of living in some shape or form or fashion, than either what you grew up in, what you're currently in, or whatever the case may be. Everybody's, you know, trying to get better, you know, in some shape or fashion. And, you know, with these conversations, you know, I hope that, just from the different clips that I share, somebody, not only either gets inspired, but they get some knowledge. You know, because knowledge is power. And I know for a fact, you know, society, and when I say society, you know, I am talking about those who do not look like the darker shades of society, who they try to say is the minority, but that's a different conversation. They don't want us to have that knowledge. You know, that's why there's laws currently, you know, being blocked in studies and classes and all kind of stuff going on today to block that knowledge, to so we don't have that power. Because when we have that knowledge, we have power, and you know, you can't stop us. You cannot stop us in any shape or fashion, and regardless, they're not going to be able to stop us, no matter what they do. As long as, you know, our generation and the generation below us and the generation below them keep doing what we're doing, and then and that's, you know, fight the power. You know what I mean? Hey, just do what we can, get that knowledge some way or fashion, but you know, having that discernment, of knowing what is the right knowledge, and what is a facade, because there's a lot of cap, as we you know, spoke on earlier, that is out there. But I definitely hope these hustler lifestyle conversations help bring to the world that different knowledge, and you know, help those younger folks, and help those folks that are our age. We're getting to that, I don't think we're mid-age yet, but we're getting a little more seasoned. A little more seasoned, but can we can still bump our heads, but not too much. The law isn't so forgiving on certain things that we do. But I definitely, again, thank you for being, you know,
No
my first
problem.
interviewee.
Yeah, this is a
And
great setup you have. I liked
well, you know, thanks for helping me
it.
set up, because I'm definitely not gonna take all of the credit. I love to give credit where credit is due. But again, thank you. I'm talking to both my cameras here. Thank you for tuning in for the Hustler Lifestyle Conversations. This was episode one. We will have more episodes coming to you. In the meantime, go ahead, follow us on IG, TikTok, Facebook, all of that at The Hustler Lifestyle. Go ahead and shop, you know, at our website. Get you some of these nice, warm, cozy joggers that we're sporting right now. But we also got spring, summer collections coming this year in 2023. So stay tuned for those things, because a lot of that we mentioned today will be, you know, in our collections coming up.
I mean, you want to stand up real quick? You want
I
to give
mean,
them
you
a
know, you
better?
can stand up with me. You
I mean,
sporting the
you got the whole
exclusive,
fit going,
you
but
know.
I
Oh,
mean,
well, you know,
they're nice.
this is just, you know, just me. This is just what I do. I am the owner,
It's
so
clean. It's
I
clean.
try to, you know, do what I can. But yeah, you know, warm,
It's
cozy, perfect for the wintertime, you
for
know,
sure, for
all of
sure.
that, fall time as well. Good material, good quality. You know, you could throw it in the washer or dryer. It's gonna come out the same, you know, just like when you bought it. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining me.
No
And
problem.
cheers. You know, so you all, cheers to you.
Cheers.
Much love.